AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An extremist group led by a former Al-Qaeda commander is claiming responsibility for today's attack on a hotel in the former French colony of Mali in West Africa. At least 20 people, including one American, were killed along with two gunmen. 41-year-old Anita Datar of Tacoma Park, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, worked for an international development agency. In Kuala Lumpur tonight, where he's attending a two-day Asian summit, President Obama said the U.S. will not be intimidated by terrorists wherever they strike.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris, and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations. And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
A week after the attacks in Paris left 130 people dead, the UN Security Council passed a French resolution tonight condemning terrorist attacks.
Daesh commettait un acte de guerre.
It was a measure sought by France and embraced by the UN Security Council members a week after that country was raked by terrorist bullets and bombs. Security Council President Matthew Rycroft.
ISIL's brutality knows no bounds and respects no borders.
They perpetrate atrocities to advance a hateful worldview.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson says the world must fight back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A man swinging a samurai sword at an Apple store in Manhattan terrified shoppers this afternoon. Police say the man appeared to be emotionally disturbed. He was taken into custody. A 22-year-old woman was stabbed to death today in a New York City apartment, but a city council member says the woman's baby survived the attack and has been hospitalized. This is AP Radio News. Newly freed spy Jonathan Pollard checked in today with his probation officer in New York City following his release earlier in the day from a federal prison in North Carolina, where he has spent the past 30 years.
Everybody back up.
A throng of reporters met Jonathan Pollard as he left the Lower Manhattan building with his wife and lawyer. The 61-year-old former Navy intelligence analyst said he had no comment. The convicted spy spent 30 years in prison for passing on U.S. intelligence secrets to Israel during the Cold War, something he'd said he did to protect his adopted country. Israelis see Pollard as a hero and he wants to move there. But the government says no, he must stay in the U.S., wear a GPS tracker and have all his computers monitored. Julie Walker, New York.
It's not officially winter for a few more weeks, but it certainly feels like winter in parts of the nation's midsection. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.